3 years after a gunman killed 49 people at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, plans are now moving forward to build a museum and a memorial. But that plan is not moving without controversy. Danielle Pryor with member station WMFE has more.
I mean, you can see it. I mean, the architecture here, mm-hmm. just looks all that you love.
Marilyn Bebe is walking around a room at the Orange County Regional History Center, carefully considering each of six wooden models. One of these designs will become the Pulse Memorial and Museum.
My kids, grandkids will know about him. You know, all the kids, people's kids will know about him. Friends and family members will know about him. It means a lot to me.
The person Bebe wants remembered is her son, Jason Benjamin Josephat, who was 19 when he was killed at the Pulse nightclub. She wants people to learn about her son, and she also wants them to remember the lives of all 49 people lost on June 12, 2016.
You know, every single one of them have a different background, and I want every one of them, everybody that visit the museum, the history, to learn about every single one of them.
In another corner of the room, Barbara Poma, the owner of the Pulse nightclub, is watching Bebe with a smile. Poma says this moment has been 2 years in the making. A year after the shooting, her nonprofit, One Pulse Foundation, sent out a survey asking the community what to do with the site. She says they overwhelmingly wanted a museum.
It is important that they want their stories told. They want this.
Poma says locals were split about whether to keep or demolish the nightclub, but she says all six of the final designs preserve the building because of what it represents to the larger LGBTQ community.
They've been to a gay bar in their community, which was their safe haven, where they got to come out, where they met their husbands or wives. They had their chosen families.
About an hour away in Lakeland, Florida, Christine Leinonen wants to remember what happened at Pulse in a different way. Her son, Christopher Andrew Leinonen, was 32 years old when he was killed at the nightclub. Leinonen says she understands the appeal of preserving her son's memory, but she doesn't want the place where he was killed to become a tourist attraction that charges an entrance fee.
So they're using the shot-up building where my son was brutally murdered to bring people in who want to gawk at where my son was killed. That's obnoxious as a parent. It makes me angry.
She says she'd rather the nightclub be torn down completely, and the $10 million Orange County donated to the museum go toward helping survivors and victims' families.
Prior to going to Pulse that night, they had full lives. Now they have lives in pain, with PTSD, with surgeries.
A few months ago, Leinonen started the Community Coalition Against a Pulse Museum to push back on One Pulse Foundation's plans to open a museum, memorial, and a survivor's walk in 2022. She and the members of the group, like Zachary Blair, are advocating for a memorial park instead. They say, unlike the museum, it would be free to the public. Blair grew up going to Pulse. He says both he and his partner knew people who died at the nightclub. He says their deaths and the experiences of people like them shouldn't be used for entertainment.
When the city of Orlando originally offered to buy the property from Barbara Poma, they planned to make a public memorial, and I think that's what should have happened. Instead, the owner has kind of turned this into a spectacle, and it's a very divisive project that's divided the community and continues to do so.
There's no template that says this is the one and only right way to do it.
That's George W. McDaniel. He's a historian who helped preserve mementos left behind after a shooter killed 9 people at the historically black Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. He says that's where he learned there's no one way to respond to these events.
That may be through a prayer. It may be through a conversation with a stranger. It may be with the artifacts.
He says it's ultimately up to the Orlando community to determine how they'll memorialize those lost at Pulse, but also how they'll support those left behind, whether they choose to pursue a museum or not.
It's both and. I think you ought to do help survivors and their families and the victims and their families. I also think there ought to be some tangible mechanism or place that people could come to for years on end.
For now, amid an ongoing lawsuit against POMA brought by survivors and victims' families, claiming, among other things, that there wasn't enough security at the nightclub, plans to begin building the site in 2021 are moving ahead. That starts with a panel of survivors, victims' families, and architectural experts who will choose the winning design later this month. For Here and Now, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.